Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. So glad that you're here today. I missed everyone yesterday, and I want to thank you for the prayers for my voice. It is not 100% yet by any means, but it is so much better than it was. Thankful for the Lord's healing and His mercy. If you have a prayer request, please go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. I'd like to ask you to give to help keep the podcast going. You can find information on that at benwardmusic.com as well. I'm going to sing a song today that I wrote for us, but the song the Lord placed deep inside of us. Got a song somewhere inside. I know it's there, but it's out of reach tonight in the middle of nowhere. If I could just plug it in, I can barely make it out. Turn it up, doesn't have to be loud or profound. I long to sing the song you put in me. His melody aching with the sound. Savior, who's poured on me His favor. Oh, ah, oh, ah. I got a song somewhere inside. I know it's there, but it's out of reach tonight in the middle of nowhere. You can just plug it in, 'cause I can barely make it out. Turn it up, doesn't have to be loud or profound. I long to sing the song you put in me. Its melody aching with the sound. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against You in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved You with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in Your will and walk in Your ways to the glory of Your name. Amen. Oh, my Savior, who's poured on me His favor. Oh, ah. We do have a prayer request today from Darko, asking us to pray for their healing. God, we just pray for Darko. Pray that You would bring healing in whatever area of their life. Lord, would You bring Your healing hand? Nothing is impossible for You, God. Wholeness, healing, in the name of Jesus. Thank You for Darko. Thank You for their heart. Encourage them in the name of Jesus. Amen. I got a song somewhere inside. I know it's there, but it's out of reach tonight, in the middle of nowhere. If You could just plug it in, I can barely make it out. Turn it up, doesn't have to be loud or profound. I long to sing the song You put in me. Melody aching with the sound. Thank You, Lord. Oh, help us sing the song that You put in us, in the name of Jesus, God. Our psalms for today begin with Psalm 16. Keep me safe, my God, for in You I take refuge. I say to the Lord, You are my Lord. Apart from You, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, You alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. Boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because You will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. Nor will You let Your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in Your presence, with eternal pleasures at Your right hand. Psalm 17. Hear me, Lord, my plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer, it does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from You. May Your eyes see what is right. Though You probe my heart, though You examine me at night and test me, You will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people tried to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent, through what Your lips have commanded. My steps have held to Your paths. My feet have not stumbled. I call on You, my God, for You will answer me. Turn Your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of Your great love, You who save by Your right hand those who take refuge in You from their foes. Keep me as the apple of Your eye. Hide me in the shadow of Your wings. From the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me, they close up their callous hearts and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a fierce lion crouching in cover. Rise up, Lord, confront them, bring them down. With your sword, rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it, and may there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
Keep me as the apple of your eye, Lord. Oh, keep me as the apple of your eye. Oh, I delight myself in you, even as you delight yourself in me, apple of your eye. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, be forever. Amen.
Gospel reading is Luke 3:15-22. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." And with many other words, John exhorted the people and proclaimed the good news to them. But when John rebuked Herod the Tetrarch because of his marriage to Herodias, his brother's wife, and all the other evil things he had done, Herod added this to them all: he locked John up in prison. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven: "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased."
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Is the second Friday in Easter in the church calendar. In our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's take a few moments and pray specifically for those that the Lord has laid on our hearts, our own hearts, family, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, governments, leaders, pastors. Prayers for healing and deliverance, clarity. Lord, I pray for all those who feel out of place. They have not found their place yet, no matter how old they are. Lord, would you help them find their place, which is with you? Help them to find the place where their gifts are welcomed and celebrated, where their presence is welcome and celebrated, no matter what gift they have to offer. Lord, help people find their place. We are seated with you in heavenly places. That is our place above all. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You have your place at the side of the Creator of heaven.